AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. 6 months after the start of the war with Russia and on his country's Independence Day, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the UN Security Council Russia has committed war crimes.
There are traces of Russian war criminals everywhere, and we must all get united and act decisively as soon as possible so there are no more traces of Russian missiles and no more cities burned by Russian artillery.
Zelensky says 15 people were killed in a Russian rocket attack today on a train station in central Ukraine. First Lady Jill Biden has an apparent rebound case of the coronavirus.
Just like her husband earlier this month, the First Lady had the virus, then tested negative, and has now tested positive again. Her spokeswoman says Dr. Biden does not have symptoms, but will stay isolated in Delaware, where she's been vacationing with the president. The White House says he tested negative today and has returned here to Washington, where he will wear a mask for 10 days when inside and around others, because he's considered a close contact. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's pleased a federal jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap her. She says continued political rhetoric that is aimed at inspiring people to hurt their fellow Americans is dangerous.
It was dangerous 2 years ago when it started in my direction. It's dangerous today when it continues in the direction of the FBI or a sitting U.S. Supreme Court justice for that matter.
Missouri State Police say a suburban Kansas City man was shot and killed by officers who were trying to arrest him. Persistent power outages and threats from Puerto Rico's government prompted a company that operates the transmission and distribution system to announce it would dedicate more resources and crews to improve service. The Biden administration responded to Iran's latest offer to resume its compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. This is AP News. A special House panel looking into the government response to the coronavirus says the Trump administration tried to pressure the reauthorization of hydroxychloroquine as a coronavirus treatment.
The report by the Democratic-led subcommittee provides new evidence of the administration's efforts to override FDA decisions early in the pandemic, and it sheds light on the role TV personalities such as Fox News' Laura Ingraham and Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity heart surgeon now running for Senate, played in first bringing the anti-malaria drug to the attention of White House officials. The FDA originally authorized the use of hydroxychloroquine in late March 2020, and Donald Trump even took it. But by June, FDA officials had concluded the drug was likely ineffective and can cause potentially dangerous heart complications, revoking its emergency use. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.